Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether it's your first time here with us or you've been coming here your whole life, we are so excited that you've chosen today to come and praise God together with us. We have just a few announcements to get us started, and I'm going to start it off. There is no 4th through 6th grade Sunday school today. Instead, we'd like you all to stay here and worship and get to see what the confirmation class has been working on and celebrate them joining the church together. Also, there will be a meeting for everyone who's interested in going to Jamaica next year. So current 11th graders going into senior year, please come after Sunday school to the adult lounge. We'll be there to answer all your questions, take your forms if you've got them, and get you ready for the trip. For those of you who are not sure yet, you have until Mother's Day, the 14th, to decide and turn in your paperwork, and then we will hunt you down, so please turn it in earlier.
Good morning. Two announcements. First, thanks to everyone who came and worshiped with us and lived on the edge of doing something very different with our Fusion Sunday Earth Day last week. I am told that the community garden is looking wonderfully wet, because I haven't gotten over there this week either. But we do have a few beds available, two full-size and one half-size bed. Given the expansion, we have room to welcome more gardeners. So if you're interested, please see Jim or Sue Poole. And also, thinking about the warm weather that will be to come, a reminder, if you have some sort of musical gift to share and praise God with, there is a sign-up sheet for all musicians who would like to have a chance to share those in worship. Any other announcements this morning? Then let us worship God.
When the bread is divided.
Hallelujah.
When the table is set.
Hallelujah.
When the hungry are fed.
Hallelujah.
When peace is celebrated.
Hallelujah.
When communities are brought together.
Hallelujah.
When neighbors love each other.
Hallelujah. Let us worship God. Our sins and our mistakes build up in our hearts and weigh us down. We worry that we're not good enough to serve God or be part of God's beloved community. But everyone has done something they regret or left something important undone. Today
thank you.
Hear these words from Scripture. Though you were like straying sheep, you have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your lives. Friends, now that in the presence of our Savior Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven, don't be embarrassed about your past failings, but celebrate that new possibilities are open to us. We have all made mistakes and hurt others, but we are all offered forgiveness through Christ. Thanks be to God.
And now will the children please come forward and join us up front.
Stone Soup by John and Amy. Three monks, Hunk, Luke, and Sue, traveled along the mountain road. They talked with cat whiskers and colored the sun in dripping. "What makes one happy, Sue?" asked Hunk, the youngest monk. Old Sue was the wisest, said, "Let's find out." The sound of the bell brought their gaze to the rooftops of a village below. They could not see from so high above that the village had been through many hard times. Famine, floods, and war that had made villages worry of untrusting of strangers. They had even become suspicious of their neighbors. The villagers worked hard, but only for themselves. There was a farmer, a tea merchant, a scholar, a seamstress, a doctor, a carpenter, and many more. When the monks reached the foot of the mountain, the villagers disappeared into their houses. No one came to the gates to greet them. And when the people saw they entered the village, they closed their windows tight. The monks knocked on the door of the first house. There was no answer. Then the house went dark. They knocked on the second door and the same thing happened. It happened again and again from one house to the next. These people do not know happiness. They all agreed. But today, said Sue, his face lit up as the moon, we will show them how to make stone soup. They gathered twigs and branches to make a fire and placed a small tin pot on the top and filled it with water from the village well. A brave little girl who had been watching them came up to them. "What are you doing?" she asked. "We are gathering twigs," said Luke. "We are making a fire," said Hunk. "We are making stone soup and we need 3 round smooth stones," said Sue. The little girl ran home as she started to take a a pot, her mother asked her what she was doing. The three strangers were making soup from stones. They need our biggest pot.
Hmm,
said the girl's mother. Stones are easy to come by. I'd like to learn how to do that. The monks poked the coals as fire drifted up. The neighbors peered out from the windows. The fire in the large pot in the middle of the village was truly curiosity. One by one, the people of the village came out to see what this stone soup was. Of course, old-style stone soup should be well-seasoned with salt and pepper, said Hunk. This is true, said Luke, as he stirred the giant pot filled with water and stones. But we have none. I have some salt and pepper, said the scholar, his eyes big with curiosity. He disappeared and came back with salt and pepper, and even a few other spices. Soon took a taste. The last time we had soup stones of this size and color, carrots made with broth, very sweet. Carrots? Said the woman in the back. I may have a few carrots, but just a few. And she ran off. She returned as many carrots as she could carry and dropped them into the pot. Do you think it would be better with onions, said Hunk. Oh, yes, maybe the onions would taste good, said the farmer, and he hurried off. He returned in a moment with five big onions, and he dropped them into the bubbling soup. Now that's fine soup, he said. The villagers nodded their heads and smelled very green. But if only we had some mushrooms, said Sue, rubbing his chin. Several villagers licked their lips. A few dashed away and returned with fresh mushrooms, noodles, pea pods, and cabbages. Something magical began to happen among the villagers. As each person opened their big heart to give, the next person gave even more. And as this happened, the soup grew richer and smelled even more delicious. I imagine the emperor would suggest we add dumplings, said one villager. And bean curd, said another. What about another cloud ear mugged beans and yams, cried the others. And taro root and winter melon and baby corn, cried other villagers. Garlic. Ginger root, soy sauce, lily buds. I have some, people cried out. And they ran, returning with all they could carry. The monks stirred the pot bubble. How good it smelled. How good it would taste. How giving the villagers had become. At last, the soup was ready. The villagers gathered together. They brought rice and steamed buns. They brought lish nuts and sweet cakes. They brought tea to drink and lit lanterns. Everyone sat down to eat. They had not been together for a feast like this for as long as anyone could remember. After the banquet, they told stories, sang songs, and celebrated long into the night. Then they unlocked their doors and took the monks into their homes and gave them very comfortable places to sleep. In the gentle spring morning, everyone gathered together near the windows to say farewell. "Thank you for having us as your guests," said the monks. "You have been the most generous." "Thank you," said the villagers. "With the gifts you have given, you will always have plenty. You have shown us that sharing makes us rich, all richer." "And to think," said the monks, "to be happy is as simple as making stone soup." This shows that we work better together.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for our church community. Thank you for God's love. Amen. The first reading is from Psalm 84. The joy of worship in the temple. To the leader, according to the gift of the courtings, a palm. How lovely is your dwelling, a place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars. O Lord of ghosts, may my King and my God, happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. Happy are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength, to God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord, God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. Thank you.
The second reading of the word is Acts 2, verses 42 through 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of bread and the prayers. All came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who had believed were together, and all had things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods to distribute the proceeds to all, and had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home, and they ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved.
Throughout the year, these six members of our confirmation class have done an amazing job learning about God, serving Christ, and becoming an even more wonderful part of our church. We're blessed to have them joining the church today. So we wanted to share a little bit of what they've been doing this year, sharing parts from their statements of faith, having them take us around the church and show us some of their favorite places, and tell us their favorite stories about GPC.
Hi, my name is Carson Mullers, and I'm in 8th grade.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Zach Henshin.
My name is
Guys,
Ryan.
Have a minute.
This is Jordan McEntee.
Oh, hey, my name's Aaliyah Binko. Oh, hey, my name's Rachel Kelly, and we're in the confirmation class!
Because this church and its beliefs are a lot that I agree with too, not just religiously, but also with major decisions happening now during modern events like feminism and racism.
I want to join the church because this community is so loving and welcoming, and I feel that Melissa teaches what God wants us to spread, kindness, love, and caring for God and all his creatures.
To get to know friends, family, and God.
I want to join the church because being in the church, there's a lot of things I believe in associated with this church, and I just think that I want to be a part of this church.
I want to join the church to become a member and participate in more events. I also feel like joining the church will help me become a better person and pursue my Christian faith. During this journey to getting confirmed, I felt more connected to God and everything else that I have in my entire life. I feel and hope that this will only increase. Faith has changed my everyday life because I feel like it gives me a purpose and makes me want to strive to be the best I can be.
My favorite part of confirmation is working at Salem's Soup Kitchen because I loved seeing their happy faces when they got their food, and they were so kind, and I felt good serving others.
I feel my favorite part about confirmation was probably going to St. Joseph's. It was cool to, like, help serve people and, like, see how a foundation can help so many people. And
just being with all my friends here and getting to learn about God and ending up joining the church.
My favorite part of confirmation was actually when we went to the Catholic Church. It was St. Leo's, and I went with my friend, and it was different, but the same at the same time. And it was a good experience to know how other people, how other people worship God.
Well, it's an honor because I've been going to GPC for as long as I can remember, and it's just something special that I get to go through this and become a member of the church.
GPC means a lot to me. These past few years, I have gotten to meet extraordinary people, take part in extraordinary things. I've done things like get 90s on tests and first place in track and field, but nothing compares to, you know, getting to serve in soup kitchens, volunteering in Detroit, Michigan. I truly appreciate the people I've met at GPC.
I want to join the church because I love how welcoming and loving this church community is. I love how we are able to have our own separate opinions and learn from others.
To go and help everyone, not just the people you're friends with, and to help people with what you want them to help you with.
I think my favorite part of worship is probably silent prayers of confession. So I feel it's like I'm talking directly to God. It's like one-on-one.
We should treat each other equally no matter what age, because like if I were to be an elder, I would be younger than the older people, and we should all treat each other equally because we all have the same rights as people.
I think they should treat each other with kindness because that's what God would want. He would want us to love each other, since it says love thy neighbor. This is my favorite place of the church because it's colorful and pretty.
I feel my favorite part of the church is probably the Thoughts for Children area, because remember during Christmas a while ago, I came down here and sat down here and did the prayer at the end. Good memories.
I have a lot of memories from the junior high room, because I remember being in junior high youth group here and doing a lot of fun stuff with my friends.
My favorite place in the church is definitely the junior choir room, because I have all these memories of after church coming in here and finally waiting for the day when I could sit in the chair in the back.
This is my favorite place of the church because it's all the families joining in one church, and I can also find myself there. So, yeah.
I'd say the Sunday school room, because you know I started my faith journey in here. I mean, all the way back, and it's special to me.
I pray at the end of the day. I'm talking about the confessions if I did something wrong, or just problems that I'm having at the end of the day, just like revisiting all the events that have occurred.
When I want to get too close to God, I usually go out in nature and I surround myself with His creations and think about all the wonderful things that He's done for this earth.
And God, in my opinion, is not a man, woman, or physical object. God is everyone and everyone who believes.
God is someone who made us and this earth, who will love us no matter what, and who will forgive us no matter what sin we commit. God will care for His creations even when no one else does. Jesus is God in human form. Jesus came to earth to teach people to love everyone and show us God cares about us no matter what. My beliefs are God is forgiving and loves everyone no matter what. I also believe that it is very important to care about everyone even if you can't stand them, and that spreading care and joy throughout this world is spreading God's message and the Holy Spirit.
I want to join the church because I believe that following God will not only help me to help others, but help me to become more successful in my everyday life. I truly believe that faith in everyday life is the key to having a happy life. In order to be happy and to be successful, one must live with Christ and worship Him in their everyday life. Lastly, I believe that everyone we meet will show us the way to enhance our faith in one way or another. Everyone has some form of pureness inside of them, and shows that pureness when truly with God. I promise to show my true, pure self to others, and to God, going and getting confirmed and for life. In general, I will try to see God in everyone that I meet, and to always forgive.
I will live my faith in my everyday life by always praying and being kind to the best of my ability to keep the people surrounding me and others happy and living a good life. I feel that my beliefs are that Jesus Christ is our Savior and always forgives our sins, knowing we're becoming better people by learning from our mistakes.
First thing I want to do when I join the church is probably celebrate that I joined the church, and then I want to help serve on the trustees or something else that helps within the church and help it run and have the roof not fall on our heads.
Thousands of years, people have come together in Christ's name with love for each other to be the church together. Becoming part of a church means caring for each other, serving God, and believing in Christ's love for you. This year, our confirmation class has worked hard to learn about God and the church and their place in the world. Now we get to welcome them into the church as full members and to celebrate their amazing faith journeys. Will the confirmation class and their sponsors please come forward? Friend, joining the church is both a gift and a commitment, an offering and a responsibility. It is lived out with a renewing sense of God's calling to us and of God's claim made upon us in our baptism. Today we celebrate the faith of Belia, Carson, Rachel, Jordan, Ryan, and Zach. We welcome them into membership. By God's grace, we are all saved and enabled to grow in the faith and commit our lives to ways which please God. I invite you now to claim the grace which God gives you with love by sharing what you believe and answering these questions. Trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you renounce evil and its power in the world? If so, please say, I do. You turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, trusting in his grace and love. If so, please say, I do. Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love? If so, please say, I will. Will you be a faithful member of this congregation, share in its worship and ministry through your prayers and your gifts, your study and your service, and fulfill your calling to follow Jesus Christ? If so, please say, I will. Now a question for the congregation. Will you support these Christians in their faith, praying for them and serving alongside them, so that we may all live as God's church together? So please say we will. Let us pray. Faithful God, in baptism you claimed us, and by your Spirit you work in our lives, empowering us to live a life worthy of you. We thank you for leading Carson, Aaliyah, Jordan, Rachel, Zach, and Ryan to join your church today. Establish them in your truth and guide them by your Spirit, so that together with all your people, they may grow in faith, hope, and love, and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Uphold them by your Holy Spirit. Daily give them gifts of grace, wisdom, and joy in your presence, now and forevermore. Amen. Confirmation class has worked hard to become ready to join the church, and they haven't worked alone. Each student has had a sponsor that has walked alongside them in their faith journey this year, mentored them, and helped them prepare for membership. Today, each student sponsor will share a blessing with them. to help them along their journey as adults in the church. He will also anoint each student with oil. This ancient ritual was used to seal in the waters of baptism to remind people of God's love. It's something to carry with you.
Surround you on this fabulous journey that you're taking. Offer you all sorts of exciting and wonderful things, and may you be blessed forever with God's love.
And I am so honored to have been your sponsor. I pray that God will always bless you, to be with you always, to provide his grace, love, and peace upon you each and every day.
Brian, may God's wisdom guide you, his strength uphold you, his care protect you, and his love enfold you. Congratulations.
Jordan, may you feel the Holy Spirit in times of trouble and as well as triumph. Use your confidence to share your gifts as you strive to be a child of God in his image.
Rachel, we are so proud of you. Well, you've done great things, and you will do great things again.
Carson, as you progress in your faith journey, may you continue to show others the kindness and patience you have shown the younger people in your life. May the force and God be with you.
Guys, welcome to the church. Congratulations. Celebrate the church that calls us here and God's love that binds us together. We come together to share a holy meal as God's followers. It is said they will come from north and south, east and west to celebrate this sacred meal and know that everyone who wants to be closer to Jesus Christ is welcome to come forward and share this ceremony together. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Generous God, at Christmas you gave us your presence. At Easter you dismantled sin and death. And at Pentecost, you empowered us to bear your image and spread your grace. In your church, you prepare us to rediscover what your Spirit is doing and to meet you in the faces of others. You share with us the abundance of your love in sacrament and story, in prayer and teaching, and in the joy of community. So we join our voices with all those who seek you in every time and place, calling upon you with hope.
Loving God, in Jesus dying and rising, you show us the extent of mission and the cost of ministry. Send us your Holy Spirit, that your people may be filled with love, joy, and peace. And these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, as we remember his life and death. As we come to the table of the resurrection, we speak of that mystery we call faith.
Christ died, witness to the world. Christ rose, loving God with all that he was. Christ will come, blessing us forever.
Revealing God, as you take bread and cup and make them the bearers of your Son's risen life, take our flesh and blood and make us channels of your peace. Transform your church that it may echo the generosity, joy, and abundance of your Trinity. Raise up those whose gifts have been neglected, ignored, or rejected. Renew your people through humble service and prophetic witness, that your name may be known even in the face of injustice, poverty, and tyranny. Show your glory through agendas of healing and learning, and shower your people with your love until the day comes when every eye beholds you, full of grace and truth, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
We give thanks that Jesus, having faith in those gathered, brought his friends together around a very similar table. On the night before he gave himself over to the authorities for his death. And so that they might remember and know how God's bread gives strength, he took the common bread and he made it holy, just as he takes us, very common people, and makes each and every one of us holy. To remember, he asks that we repeat this again and again as he did, saying, "This is my body broken for you. Take, eat, and do this in remembrance of me."
In the same way, after supper, Christ took the cup, and giving thanks, he poured it out, so that everyone could see how good it was. He shared it with his disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this, all of you, and remember me."
The Apostle Paul tells us that every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim Christ's saving death and resurrection until he comes again. So friends, let us come together. Have time to share in this sacred meal, to celebrate the love of God that calls us to be one church. The confirmation class and their sponsors, please come forward and be our servers today. We'll be celebrating communion through the ritual of intinction. So we will set up stations where each person can come forward and share in communion. If you are not able to come forward, just raise a hand and we'll come serve you. Let us pray together. Holy God, you bring us together as your church to serve you and celebrate your grace. We give you thanks for the blessing of this time together and the gift of communion through your Son, Jesus Christ. Now as you send us out, may this meal we have shared give us strength to follow you with joy, sharing everything we are in service to you. Amen. Now comes the time for us to share the joys that light up our lives and the worries we have as well. Who has things that they would like to share with us that we can lift up in prayer together?
Have prayers for my brother Ted, who 12 years ago had a stroke and has been paralyzed on the right side since. And last week he had another stroke in almost the same spot, on a much bigger bleed. So I need prayers for him. It's coming along very well, which was not expected. And I attribute that to the wonderful prayer chain that we have as a brain for him. Please continue.
Gary Dykes, a couple of prayers. One for my husband Gary, who's suffering from a bout of shingles, which is why he's not here today. And also for my father, whose dementia is progressing, and we're trying to help him deal with that. Thank you.
Good morning, Barb Snape. I'd like prayers for my Uncle Dick. It's my mother's uncle. He called me this week and informed me that he had a stroke, very casually, and he's about 85 years old, but he's probably the only relative in my family that, you know, that I'm close with, and I just ask for prayers. Thanks.
I want to continue prayers for my mother over here and Joyce, because you guys have been praying for her, and after having a bout of a right side heart failure, she's with us today.
Welcome.
Jan Buettner, I'd like to ask prayers for all of our neighbors up on the lake shore who have been, had such a terrible time these past couple of weeks. And also, I'd just like to share a joy. I don't do this too often, but my second oldest granddaughter, Olivia, graduated yesterday from Roberts Wesleyan summa cum laude with a bachelor's in accounting management. So we're very proud of her.
Good job, Carson, and all the cast and crew of Guys and Dolls.
Pretty awesome.
And this is Melissa. Two prayer requests. One for the Reverend Lori Ferguson. If some of you all remember back in January, she led us in a coaching conversation. Her husband had a stroke this week, and so we pray for Lori and also her husband. And for a very good friend of mine who is battling cancer right now. Her name is Susan. If you would join me in prayer for her.
I'd just like to give thanks for this wonderful confirmation class.
We'd also like to lift up the joys and the concerns from our Sunday school class and the things they hold in prayer. Joys for a new baby cousin, grandpa coming for dinner, and aunt and uncle coming to visit. Also, worries when family goes away, missing them. Troubles between siblings and parents and kids, and concerns for all those who are cold and hungry. May they feel God's love. Now let us all pray together.
Dear God, thank you for hearing our prayers and for your everlasting love that keeps us strong and lifts us up through tough times. Whether we're sad from the loss of a loved one or worried about people struggling around the world, we know that your love always surrounds us and that your grace will sustain us through anything we face. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
all things have their origin with you, Lord. And from these riches we freely give, that your church might grow in this place and throughout the world. Amen.
The ushers come forward and collect our offering.
Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this offering. We ask that those served by these gifts are comforted by your presence. Keep us ever thankful for your blessings in all that we do. Amen.
Now go in grace, love God and serve your neighbor, and know that your church family loves you too. May the blessing of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, be with us all this day and forevermore. Amen.